Hi, and welcome to The Good Stuff. You need a little bit of good stuff every day, and Mike and I are here, and hopefully we're handing that over to you. We've got some things coming up, but before we do that, are you ready for the ultimate ranching revelation? Dive into the world beyond the pasture with Tri-State Livestock News. Unearth the secrets of successful breeders. Immerse in the thrills of rodeo news and explore exciting upcoming events. With a focus on everything from grains to performance horses, we are the Rancher's Weekly Bible. It's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News. Okay, Mike, what do we got to kick the show off today?
A couple of quick hitters for you to get things started before you crank things up there. Why is it that whenever you attempt to catch something that's falling off the table, you always manage to knock something else over?
And that thing spills.
Yes.
Yeah.
In winter, why do we try to keep the house as warm as it was in the summer when we complained about the heat? Interesting.
I didn't complain about the heat. I just want that as a side note when it was in summer.
Okay. Here's one I haven't thought about before. How come you never hear father-in-law jokes?
Hey, that's a real... Oh, because you don't dare do that.
Oh.
That's too dangerous a territory.
Okay. And obviously, if at first you don't succeed, don't take up skydiving. Okay. What do you have today?
Very good. I like that. Sound sage advice right here on The Good Stuff. Grass and God and gratitude. This is by Don Hilmer. When I see the sun come rising on a decoration day and I see a clear horizon where the deer and coyotes play, I arise to meet the morning because I've had a peaceful night and the warble of the meadowlark says everything's all right. Then I think about a soldier, maybe far across some sea, out beyond our clear horizon, doing half my job for me. And I think about the pioneers, how their hardships made them free, and all that they've accomplished has been given now to me. There are people who are hungry, and like us, they come and pass. There are those who look for answers in the bottom of a glass. Then I think about the preachers, all the parables they tell. As they herd us all toward heaven, seems we put them all through hell. As the dew melts off the prairie grass, I ponder on these scenes. I wonder if a human being can know what all this means. Could it be we have a duty, as we do our little part, to be busy being grateful and leave God to judge folks' hearts? To be grateful we're alive is the better part of living. Remember those who sacrificed gave more than they were given. So we honor all the soldiers, those who fought and those who fell, and the pioneers and preachers and the ones who lived as well. Don't let your heart be thinking life is more than you can stand, because with grass and God and gratitude, you're in the promised land. Again, that's Don Hilmer.
I hope you're ready for this because I have some pretty deep thoughts about pigs and sheep. Okay.
Sorry, I shouldn't have laughed because they're deep thoughts.
You never know. Do you think that sheep know when you're pulling the wool over their eyes? Does the person who inventories sheep often fall asleep on the job?
I've thought of that before. I would think so.
If a pig is sold to the pawn shop, is it then called a ham hock?
Oh, cute, cute.
If we make sweaters out of the sheep's hair, what do the sheep use to make sweaters and wear sweaters?
No.
If you can't make a silk purse from a sow's ear, what can you make with it?
That's a very good point.
If you pushed a pig down a hill, would he be a sausage roll? What do pigs say when they don't want to do something? Would it be, yeah, when humans fly? What do sheep count when they can't go to sleep? Why can't pigs look up into the sky? Why do pigs have curly tails? Why do we call them guinea pigs when they are neither from Guinea nor are they pigs? Why don't sheep shrink when it rains? Why is it that only pigs and humans can get sunburn? Why is it that the first thing we try to do after killing a pig is to cure it? A little too late.
Yep.
Would a small pig be called a hamlet?
Oh, very good. I like that.
Just some things to ponder from Tony and Julie Bullitt a while back. Deep thoughts about pigs and sheep here on The Good Stuff.
I like that. Okay, so here's some other things to ponder as we're pondering so much. Do Lipton Tea employees take coffee breaks?
No, they are not allowed, I don't think. What hair color do they put on the driver's license of bald men? Whatever's left, unless they're totally bald.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. I thought about, guys that shave their head. I thought about how mothers feed their babies with tiny spoons and forks. So I wonder, what do Chinese mothers do? Do they use toothpicks?
That I don't know. But we might find out and report on that on a future edition of The Good Stuff.